every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, alongside Bob Casper. It's a pleasure to be with you each and every week here on the show. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X, Real Golf Radio on social, and where your favorite podcasts are found. Listen at your convenience, however you choose. Thanks so much for being a part of the show each and every week. Caddy's going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about Top Golf and Callaway selling it for half of what they paid for it. Interesting. I would have thought it would have been more successful. Talk about maybe some of the reasons why it wasn't. Harris English with the comments of the week, talking about the future schedule on the PGA Tour. And this is going to be an interesting as the tour navigates the future as well as their competition with other sports in that whole sports pie. I find this to be, his comments to be very interesting, and some we're going to talk about. Also, hats off to Rory McIlroy, another order merit win on the DP World Tour. He passes Seve, and now he is just one away from becoming the all-time, at least tying the all-time. And that's part of Rory's goals, Bob, is he wanted to become the all-time best European Tour player ever.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matty Fitzpatrick won their tour championship, but Rory, absolutely. Really cool to see what he's been able to do this year with the DP World Tour and getting that under his belt, but also getting the career Grand Slam and everything. It's been a phenomenal year in the game with Rory and Scotty and everything that's transpired. And yeah, it's just, I think it's going to get better and better. It's just going to be interesting to see how they maneuver it and how they position it with tour events, how many they're going to have, how many they're going to tack on to the fall of the year, all that kind of thing.
Well, speaking of events, we've reached the final event of the season at Sea Island, Georgia. We'll talk about that, where the bubbles stand, those that need to make a move, and so forth. So stay tuned. We'll get into that. Plus, the Skins game returns. It's going to be live golf on Thanksgiving weekend, and this is something that we used to sit back and enjoy with the likes of Freddie Couples and some of the old-timers, Gary Player and Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, and Arnold Palmer. We'll talk about this group that will return as a headliner for the Skins game as we continue. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no-cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, America's favorite caddy, coming up in just a few minutes. He's going to join us on the front nine this week, so we'll look forward to chatting with him. A lot to get to, as I mentioned, Harris English with some really interesting comments on the future of the tour. I want to save that for the caddy because I want to get his take on that. But real quickly, Bob, the comments are that we aren't likely, you know, or potentially the rumors are that we might not see golf, the PGA Tour golf start until February after the Super Bowl, and that it may be condensed to just 20 to 22, you know, elevated events, not just eight elevated events and a bunch of others. Those are two massive changes. Just your thoughts real quickly, and then we'll get into it with the caddy.
Yeah, I think what the PGA Tour and the things that have come out from the PGA Tour is they're trying to condense the schedule. They're trying to make it smaller and I guess get people to want to watch more because there's less, so to speak.
The scarcity model.
Yeah, scarcity. Exactly. So I don't know. I find it kind of interesting. I find it, especially if it doesn't start till, you know, the second week in February, then what are you going to do with all those events on the West Coast? How's that all going to implement into going back to Florida and then flowing into Augusta? And yeah, it's just, it's going to be weird because it's going to be a big shakeup, no doubt.
There's something about professional golf that is appealing due to the meritocracy of the system. We talked a lot about this when LIV broke off and offered guaranteed contracts and so forth. No cuts and that whole thing, right? Like there's this appeal to the idea that anyone that particular week can play better, can catch lightning in a bottle, whatever you want to call it, and they can end up as the champion and change the course of their career.
Yep.
If you limit it to just the top players, if you continue to narrow the field down smaller and smaller and the events get fewer and fewer, there are less chances for this, you know, breakout star to emerge. Some would argue that, hey, if they're going to be a breakout star, Scottie Scheffler is often brought about. Scotty Scheffler is going to be Scotty Scheffler, he would do it whether there were 80 guys in the field or 180 guys. He would stand out. Okay, maybe, right? But golf, the momentum thing and the opportunistic thing about golf is real. And if you don't get that one shot or something just goes a little different, you know, the whole course can change, if you will, of the trajectory of your career. We see that so many times with even star players that are on that trajectory start to fall off when something, you know, happens and confidence is shaken and those types of things, right? So I look at it and say, this is kind of maybe where we're going. The death to college football as we knew it with the NIL and the transfer portal. Perhaps death to this whole meritocracy, you know, make it out on tour, Monday qualify, you know, catch lightning in a bottle, dreams come true, that kind of thing. Maybe or a little bit of end of that in the future on the PGA Tour. So we'll see. I don't mean to be a doomsdayer. I'll put it, we all want more meaningful events. I'm the first one to admit that I watch every week because of we do the show and you try to keep up. But I don't have the same enthusiasm about every event as I do certain events. And so I think if you can try to somehow capture that, the audience, that they would find that same appeal in more events than fewer events, then I suppose you're doing the right thing. Let's just see how it all plays out. But it is interesting to hear those comments. And we'll hear from Harris English and we'll break it down with the caddy coming up next. Other thing I wanted to mention, Rory McIlroy wins his 7th DP World Tour Order of Merit. He passes Seve, and now he's one away from Colin Montgomery with the all-time of 8 wins. Rory, what quite a career. He was emotional about it afterwards. It means a lot to him that he was tied with Seve last year and he passes Seve this year. Obviously, a nice bookend to an otherwise to a tremendous season where he completed the career Grand Slam back in April. Your thoughts on Rory and where his place is as he continues to elevate his space in history.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing was the career Grand Slam. That was something that he had tried many, many times to be able to do. And he only had the Masters to be able to accomplish that. He had an opportunity early on in his career to win at Augusta and he didn't get it done. And it seemed like every year it was tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher for him to be able to win at Augusta. And then of course this year he was able to do that and he did it in a playoff. So, you know, 29 wins on the PGA Tour, 3 wins this year, including that career Grand Slam at Augusta. A phenomenal year. And then you throw in his DP Tour wins, gets another, their order of merit, so to speak, and just a phenomenal, phenomenal player. And we saw him when he came on the scene when he was just a young kid, you know, a teenager. So Rory McIlroy, a phenomenal talent and pushing the envelope as being what he wants to be, what his goal is to be the best European player ever to play golf.
Yeah, some of, according to Daily Drive, I love that they broke this down. A couple of pertinent numbers for Rory McIlroy. He's reached world number one 9 times, total of 122 weeks, 5 major championships. He's got 2 PGAs. He's got the U.S., the British, and the Masters, as you pointed out, to complete the career Grand Slam. 6th player to complete that. 45 professional wins, 20 on the DP World Tour, 29 on the PGA Tour, most of any European. So he's already got that going for him. 19 top fives, 33 top tens, 44 top 25s in majors. And 21.5 Ryder Cup points in 38 matches across 8 appearances. And when you compare that to Seve, who he's constantly being compared to, Seve had 22.5 Ryder Cup points in 37 matches over 8 appearances. So the two of them have played 8 times. They're one match. Rory's played one extra match than Seve did. He's got the 21.5. Seve amassed 22.5. And how about that? They also pointed out that his partnership with Jose Maria Olazabal is the most successful in Ryder Cup history, 11-2-2 in 15 matches. That's pretty crazy. That's a juggernaut of a team, as they would say.
Yeah, absolutely. They knew how to get on top and knew how to have that type of aura that when guys had to go up against them, they were kind of scratching their head, thinking, oh boy, this is going to be a loss.
They were mentally beat already, is that what you're saying?
All right. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
Which, again, the biggest head scratcher ever in golf will be, why did Tiger Woods have that in stroke play individual tournaments, but didn't have that in Ryder Cup team competition? I'll never know the answer to that. Maybe somebody can set me straight on that one day.
Well, I think predominantly is so used to relying on himself playing individual stroke play and not having to worry about somebody else.
Are you telling me that Tiger suffered the same maybe potential complacency or casualness having a partner that I did when I played my one man scramble this year?
Happened to that other Brian Taylor?
Well, that's my point, is I just didn't ever commit to the one shot because I always felt like I had another one in my pocket. So you sort of casually went around, and then if you didn't execute the first shot, there was pressure on the second one because you'd already messed one up. It was a sort of a different feel. I think I could have played almost as good on my own ball. But anyway, that's a story for another day. The caddy's going to join us coming up next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh yeah, caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, how's it going, my friend?
Caddy's just kind of lounging.
Mm.
Yeah.
Retirement of a caddy. Put your feet up after all these years, huh?
Hey, there you go. Not exactly. Sort of. Retired from caddying.
Yeah.
There you go.
But many caddies go on as long as they can, which is highly advisable because it is the world's greatest paid exercise program. You know, you want to do that, basically.
And you really only have to work part-time.
See, you just combined two of the T-shirts. I was just thinking that caddy, you ought to start a caddy T-shirt program, you know? I mean, the world's best paid exercise program. I mean, that would be a good one. Another one would be, you know, the best part-time, you know, most lucrative part-time job. There's a lot of different, you know, kind of thing, you know, show up, keep up, shut up. There's a lot of things you could put on a T-shirt that you could sell for, you know, under a caddy brand. Such as tourcaddies.com. It was a great idea once, at one time, wasn't it?
It was.
Temporary zone of insanity. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Inside zone, your ropes. Zone of temporary insanity.
Yeah, they're same.
I think you do one on the front and one on the back and let people figure it out. Drive them insane, right?
Is it the zone of temporary insanity or is it a temporary zone of insanity? I guess that's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That begs the question.
Hey, here's some questions for you. So Harris English this week with some interesting thoughts. Here's what Harris had to say about the potential future of the PGA Tour schedule.
The tour has changed a lot since I first came on tour back in 2012. It's going to keep evolving. I mean, we got some smart guys at the helm. Now with Brian Rolapp coming in, he's seeing the PGA Tour in a different light, and sometimes change is good. I mean, I get that they want all the best players playing together more often. And the talk of the tour potentially starting after the Super Bowl, I think is a pretty good thing because we can't really compete with football.
I just thought you might have something to say about that, Caddy.
Caddy might have 4 cents, not just 2.
Okay.
To say.
All right.
Well, as far as competing with football, I don't really understand if the Hawaiian Open, the Sony, there's that big time change out there, right? And yeah, it's being played possibly during a football weekend. But if the sponsor's happy and TV wants to put it on and can sell advertising on it, why would you get rid of it? But I mean, I can tell you there's a lot of people living in the wintry parts of the United States who probably really enjoy watching the Sony Hawaiian Open and living vicariously inside on their couch when it's -4 degrees outside and snowing and they're watching the palm trees waving and they're just dreaming about what it would be to be like out there and how good would that be. Why do you
on the rock?
Yeah, I got to get off this rock. You know, why would you want to take that away? I don't understand. I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, maybe if there's a good reason to like only play 20 events for the whole year, then okay. You know, there's a certain number of baseball games that they seem to think is ideal. There's a certain number of football games that they seem to think is ideal. And maybe there is a certain number of golf tournaments that is ideal. But Caddy has a simple concern. The more you do this, the harder it is to develop the next Scotty Scheffler.
Mm-hmm.
It's my worry. And the last thing I want to see are 70 man fields with no cuts every week. That's awful. That's you're really changing the history of golf. The cuts have been a thing forever. That's competitive golf. You have a cut. And so, anyway, grumpy old man here.
No, I don't think it's grumpy. Like, let's hear part two where he talks about those limited number of events.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to change down the road, maybe in 2027, is have all the tournaments be equal and not have the 8 elevated events and then the regular events. Like, they'll have 20 or 22 events that are all the same. And I think that's a good model to have. And that's where you see all the top players play every single event because you can't really afford to take one off.
All right. So if eight's good, why not 20 to 22 elevated events? Wow.
With how many in the field?
Well, he didn't get into details on that, yeah. But you would have to certainly, you couldn't limit it to 75 or whatever. You'd have to at least, you got 100 cards. My guess is you'd have full field events.
Well, exactly. If you're going, that was my point about saying maybe there is an optimum level of number of events and it works best that way. And that just may make perfect sense. And, yeah, I mean, think about it now. You have three or four times you have opposite field events at Bay Hill. You've got Puerto Rico, et cetera. And I mean, think about it. Does that necessarily make sense? Well, it does if there's supply and demand and someone wants to sponsor it and bring in the guy, you know, there's obviously, unless they're losing money doing that, which I don't think they are. You know, there's a lot of arguments about that kind of stuff. So,
well, here's the interesting thing. As you know, Gaddy, you know, me being involved with this Black Desert event, it's a fall series event. And, you know, there's been talk amongst the guys say, hey, we'd love this to be a regular season event. Well, you know, why do you want it to be a regular season event? Because you want the best players to come and play in your event. That elevates your event when the best players come. But having said that, if as the current schedule is laid out, not being an elevated event, which I doubt that we would necessarily be, but if you're not an elevated event, there's really no guarantee that your field is going to look any different than what we just held here at Black Desert a few weeks ago, you know, in the fall series. I mean, you get the likes of Jason Day and Max Homa and Sayeth Thegala, and, you know, there's some really good Maverick McNeil. There's a lot of really good names that came and played in this event, and you're seeing that again this week. I think the field is pretty good in Sea Island, and so final event of the year, what have you. But in this case, it would, if it was... I find it fascinating that you'd have 20 to 22 events that would be willing to put the $20 million purse up. I mean, that's pretty staggering, isn't it?
So if you're the last 2 years at Black Desert, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a sponsor of the event, et cetera, would it just be better that just, would you be happier if that just didn't exist for the last 2 years? Would that be better for everybody down there?
No. Why are you saying
not
that?
Not at all.
No, I'm just saying, like, why do you want to get rid of those?
I'm not saying you do want to get rid of it. In fact, I think the plan would be to bolster the fall. So you'd almost have you know, the regular season and then it's not really a postseason because that's what the playoffs are for, but it would be this fall where the rank and file would go out and try to improve their position and they would become more and more important events. So instead of having these events scattered throughout the regular season, they would all be packed into the fall, competing against football, as Harris English pointed out, and, you know, smaller purses, but still the opportunity to win and elevate your status for the following season on the PGA Tour.
Was competing against football a problem for the sponsors at Black Desert the last 2 years?
No, and that's actually the point I meant to make. As far as the PGA Tour is concerned, they're not taking any risk on this thing.
Did you ever hear anybody say, gosh, I wish we weren't competing against football this weekend? Was that ever uttered by anybody at the tournament the last 2 years?
No.
At all?
No.
It's not even a factor. It's a non-factor, you know? The LPGA was competing against football. Are they closing down?
No,
they close it up.
No. I think what's kind of interesting is, first of all, we don't know how many players are in the field, but I would think you would at least need to have 100.
No, I think Bob, I think you're gonna have to have 120, right?
Yeah, and because then you give maybe because of that you give the opportunity for the guys that aren't in the top 50 to work themselves up into it. But then, but you condense that season down and your January month, which normally has, you know, the two Hawaii events, and then you've got Pebble Beach and you've got San Diego and that kind of,
Palm Springs. You're
going to have to figure out Palm Springs. If you're going to keep those, which would be a travesty if you didn't, and where they would come in the schedule. And then do you extend the schedule and have more events in the fall and not take any weeks off and maybe not travel to Japan or any of those places, or Port or you know, Can or Cabo or Dominican Republic or anything like that, and just add more events in later in the season to keep the guys in the flow and working them in from the Corn Ferry Tour to be able to get onto the PGA Tour. I don't know. It's still up in the air, and it's really kind of speculative right now to think about the PGA Tour only going to 20 to 22 events in the regular season.
Well,
because you're knocking off 14 to 16 events.
Right, and if you're not going to start until February after the Super Bowl, where does the West Coast fit into that whole
exactly.
schedule?
Exactly.
You know, so I know you're bringing up those points, but if you were to eliminate, you know, American Express, the old Bob Hope Classic, and we've talked about this many times. To me, the West Coast is a sexy swing of the PGA Tour when you go from, you know, the old Bob Hope to San Diego and Torrey Pines, which Tiger Woods made famous, right? Even elevated it even further than it was before. And then you go Riviera and you've got, you know, Phoenix, which is a beast unto itself, and Pebble Beach. You know, speaking of football, how awesome is it to turn on, like, right after the divisional playoffs or the conference championships and see, you know, the week before the Super Bowl, you watch some of the players, some of the quarterbacks out there playing in the Celebrity Pro-Am. So, you know, there's a lot of cool events that where would you slide those in if they weren't able to be played, you know, if you couldn't start your schedule till after February?
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff about. It was always my understanding that CBS was adamant about starting their year in golf at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
That was very important to them, for that's their opening event, right? I mean, when you just see the blimp shot of Pebble Beach, it's ridiculous every time you see it. It never gets old. It's so beautiful. And it's so traditional. And gosh, the 20 event schedule, I don't see that happening, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, one interesting thing about the new commish is, he's spent 20 years in the NFL, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What does the NFL, what is different about the NFL versus pretty much any other sporting event in our country or maybe in the world, right? The NFL is kind of like having Tiger Woods on the PGA Tour in his prime. You can dictate anything you want. You run the show. There's no competition, right? So the tour is very different. It doesn't run the whole show. It has competition. It's a different thing, right, than the NFL. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, it's – I'm not in this world. I really don't know what I'm talking about. But I think it's
– But you have an opinion, Caddy. Absolutely.
Yeah, but the tours, it's, you know, it's not this – you don't have the same power that you had when Tiger Woods was playing all the time. You don't have the same power you have if you're, you know, trying to dictate things and your product is the NFL. That's the big one. That's the big sporting product in the United States, right? It's the number one thing.
And they expanded too. Yeah.
Yeah. And what did they do? Yeah. They
play more games. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. I want to continue this discussion on the other side, and then I also want to get your thoughts on Callaway selling Topgolf, losing $1 billion in the process, and what your thoughts are, and where does Sim Golf play in today's golf ecosystem? We'll talk about it next as we continue with America's favorite cat.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards.
Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Tease the season at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, featuring the Vokey SM10 wedges, now $159, and Titleist Pro V1, Pro V1X, and Left Dash 2 Dozen Bundle for $99. Don't forget, we have gift cards in any amount for the special golfer in your life. Shop us in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971, and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy. So let's move on then to from the tour schedule potential rumors to Callaway Golf sells Top Golf for $1.1 billion, and it's a billion less than what they bought it for. Where do you think Top Golf, I guess, went wrong or didn't live up to the hype? Because I remember when Top Golf first came out, man, I was super excited to go check that place out. And like this whole concept, it sort of blew your mind a little bit, sort of incorporating video games with golf and competition. And then really, you know, you had food and just the social aspect. And you thought, man, this is going to be cool for a couple of reasons. One, it's just fun. It's heated. It's a controlled environment. Maybe you go do this for a date night because your wife won't go to the golf course with you or your girlfriend, but maybe she'll come to Top Golf. And then the second thing is you could hold, you know, sort of corporate events there and use it for networking and all that kind of stuff. And maybe people would go and have a good time at Top Golf and they would fall in love with the game and then they would go buy clubs and get fit and take lessons and take it out onto the green grass. And I don't know if it got killed because of what COVID did to golf or if it just never really translated from Top Golf to real golf. But man, $1 billion loss on that one. That's tough for Callaway. And not sure where Top Golf kind of goes from here. What are your thoughts on Top Golf? Bob, you were just there too, but we'll start with the caddy. What are your thoughts on Top Golf and your, I guess, analysis of this situation?
Well, you described it pretty well.
Too long.
Top Golf.
That sounds like a tour player response.
So Top Golf. The thing I heard was that they wouldn't get people to repeat. Hmm. You'd go to it once or twice, and then that would be it. I don't know if that's the case, but that I think that's what I heard was one of the problems with it. Yeah, it's when you talk about sim, let's take sim golf or the Tiger Woods Golf League thing. The TGL is kind of cool because it's more of a stadium. You see the ball fly for a little while. You know, it's a little bit more like the real thing in a stadium. But look, here's the bottom line. Nothing can replace playing out in nature on the grass with uneven lies and the wind blowing and the beautiful warm breeze, tropical breeze that hits you when you go to Florida in the winter or Hawaii in the winter. The hot summer days when it's light out till 9:30 at night. You've got that magical hour at the end when it's just quiet and you're out there by yourself. None of that can be replicated indoors. None of it. You've got the smells of a golf course, the sound of the birds, the scenery, the terrain, trees, no trees, desert links. I mean, you just can't replicate that indoors. So I think having Top Golf to go to is kind of cool, but it's not golf.
Right. I don't think Top Golf was ever trying to sort of be golf, though, right?
Yeah.
It was sort of trying to create almost a niche within the ecosystem. And my contention is, Bob, I'll let you weigh in on this, is that they just never really got the avid golfer. Like, the avid golfer would rather go to his own private sim and work on numbers, like what is his shot shape, what are the smash factor, all that. Like, he's actually using it as practice. But otherwise, you don't really go to Top Golf to practice. And so I think maybe that was a miss. I think the business model relied on not getting the avid golfer on a regular when they maybe needed to get the avid golfer on a regular.
So yeah, go ahead, Caddy.
Sorry, Bob.
I was going to say that I think that was the exact thing that Top Golf allowed people to do, is almost give them an entry into the game of golf for those that wanted to become more avid golfers and be able to feel comfortable on the golf course, whether it's a municipal golf course or a local course, you know, where you live, or, you know, even into, you know, the private clubs and that kind of thing. This was a thing that Top Golf is a thing that allows people to go and have fun, be with families. We were there for my 14-year-old grandson's birthday party. We had food. We were there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And the people that were hitting balls besides me and my son, my grandson, are kids and people that would never play the game of golf. And you get food and drinks, and you have a great experience, a social experience. It wasn't meant to be an avid golfer experience, in my opinion.
So let me ask you this. Did you take your clubs?
Did I take my clubs?
Yeah.
I never have once to Top Golf.
And but you still had a good time swinging those clubs?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily have to go to Top Golf with my grandson. I let all those guys hit balls and play games and all that kind of stuff. I just sat and watched and socialized and had fun.
Yeah.
With them. I didn't really hit balls when I was there.
Because I always feel a little silly taking my clubs, but I don't want to go swing those clubs. They're soft, usually, which helps them get in the air for the guys that don't, you know, typically play. And I don't want to start changing my swing, even though it is Top Golf. I know that sounds silly, but you also feel silly bringing your own clubs. But to me, it's more fun. At least I'm having a little bit of practice while I'm there, rather than, you know, sort of manipulating my swing for whatever clubs that they have in the rack right there. Oh, I'm waiting for the caddy to comment on that. I thought sure he'd give me a bad time.
So I was just waiting. So Topgolf to me is basically not that much different than going to a bowling alley. It's not really, it's that different from golf.
Mm.
The difference between a bowling alley and Topgolf is it's a little, you know, higher end than going bowling. And it uses golf clubs instead of bowling balls.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's just, it's, it's almost like, why are we even considering Topgolf part of golf? I think it is cool if someone is introduced to the game and wants to go to a golf course now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see, you know, nobody has stats on that, but something tells me that's not really the case. To you know, bring you into the actual game of golf. But I've never hit a golf ball one time at a Topgolf in my life. And it's like Brian said, golfers don't really go to Topgolf. One of the problems is they're limited flight balls. It's not the same thing, right? I mean, it's just, you know, you're hitting off mats on limited flight balls. It's just different. If I wanted to go hit some balls and, you know, I'd rather go to a range than Topgolf to go hit some balls.
Yeah.
So it's not really golf. It's just something that it's an entertainment facility that has golf clubs.
Ooh, I like that. Now, just to kind of offshoot, why then does simulator golf seem to be that much more attractive? Like, I don't want to go spend $50 at Topgolf, but I'm trying to figure out how I could spend $25,000 on a TrackMan, for instance, right? Or they even have companies that you can build a golf shed in your backyard, which would be its own little private simulator house in your backyard. Like, it's like a 60, 80 garage to 100 grand. Like, but that would be so freaking cool, especially when you live in a place that's seasonal and you can't play golf in the wintertime. Like, that sounds amazing. And yet here I am saying, well, I don't want to go spend 30, 40, 50 bucks to go to Topgolf, but I want to try to somehow remortgage my house to put a golf shed in my backyard.
So it is, I remember when I was a kid and it was the winter and there was Rocky Gorge driving range, and Rocky Gorge had a thing where you could go in there and play. It might've been Pebble Beach, but it was a real primitive sim. And I loved going there to play around the golf in that thing when I couldn't play in the winter and it was cold or snowy.
Yeah.
And they're so much better now. And the TrackMan stuff is ridiculous. All the numbers and data they give you, you know, you can sit there and watch how your ball flies. You can change the scenery of your driving range. You can play Pebble Beach. You can play here. You can play there. I mean, it's pretty cool to go in a sim and play some golf. And there's a place, here in Denver, there's a place that, it's using an old hangar from the Air Force Base, Lowry, that closed down. And it's called the Hangar. And actually, there's a guy who played the Corn Ferry Tour who's one of the owners. And it's really nice in there. They've got TrackMan. They've got nice big bays. You kind of feel like you're by yourself in there the way they set it up, even though it's open air. And you can have drinks and eat stuff if you want when you're there or not. And they're nice, especially when you have weather.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've actually looked, same thing, Brian. I've looked into, you know, I have a net I can hit on with a mat, and I can stick that in the garage and hit balls if I want. But I've started looking at that stuff saying, oh, you know, would I want a launch monitor of some sort? I know I do. And I've started looking into it and seeing how do the sims work, how do the projector, all that stuff. And it's much more economical than it used to be. You can get a pretty good launch monitor that you're using indoors for under $2,000, even under $1,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And pretty accurate. Or you can drop 24 grand for the high end, GC quad, or you can drop 30 grand for a high end TrackMan if you want, whatever you feel like. But they're cool. But again,
that's what I'm saying about Topgolf and Sims. Okay. It reaches a different demographic. Okay. You're reaching hardcore golfers with Sims and that kind of thing, where Topgolf is a social experience.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
So if you had a kid, 10, 12 years old, whatever, would they rather play a golf course in a nice sim where they're hitting shots, they're seeing the pattern fly, you have good graphics, or would they rather go to Topgolf and try to hit a shot into the target on the ground and see a ball actually fly through the air and this and that? Here's how I'm going to analyze that. I'm going to say if they're golfers, they want to go in the sim and play that golf course.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they're just goofing off and having fun, they're going to go to try to hit the range cart.
Exactly.
So that's how I'd split that. Like you said, it's just a different demographic. But the sims are pretty cool. They're only going to get better. And how many years from now, I don't know, it'll happen, but you're going to have virtual reality and augmented. It's going to be virtual reality, what it is. You're going to put on glasses and you're going to get in that sim and it's going to be very close to feeling like you actually are outside playing golf. It's only going to get better and better and better and replicate real life. And I mean, think about it, when it gets that good, it's never going to replace playing golf on green grass, but when it gets that good, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yep.
I love it. Caddy, thanks as always, man. Always good to talk golf with you, my friend. And happy Thanksgiving next week, bud.
I'm thankful for Real Golf Radio and Bob Casper and Brian Taylor. And thank you, gentlemen.
That's very kind of you. And we're thankful for the caddy, and thankful for you listening every week to the caddy as well. That'll do it for hour number one. Stay tuned. The back nine's coming up next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter @RealGolf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.